Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. All right, primos y primas, que lo que. I know it's been 2 weeks. I haven't even been on the podcast. Let me tell you something. I'm not even stressing. Yo no estoy stressing con el podcast. I might be stressing from other things, pero déjame decirte algo. If I don't do a podcast one day, 1 week, I know I'm supposed to be consistent, but I can't be hard on myself. So I'm going to just tell you guys, before I just jump into this podcast today, ustedes, déjame decirte algo, don't stress para la vaina que bien chiquitica, don't stress, like literally, I think we put all these things in, I know even as a founder of a nonprofit, I want to do so much, I feel like I don't have enough time of the day, having a family as well, like I'd rather be with them most of the time. Well, all the time, I'm going to be really frank, especially with baby girl, she's getting big. And it's like, I have to do all these things. I have to be present. You know, there's Instagram, Twitter, there's all these different outlets, Clubhouse, there's just so much. So I wanted to just first say, I've been breathing. In the last 2 weeks, I've told myself, like, it's okay. If I don't record a podcast, I know my peoples are going to be listening. They're going to be tuning in. So un fuerte abrazo, un besote grande. So happy and so excited that you guys are always tuning in and you're showing me love and you're sending me, like, DMs or messages and telling me that you listen to the podcast. And for everybody listening in, then New Zealand, Saudi Arabia, hola, que lo que, if there's Dominicans out there, you know Dominicans be podcasting, okay? Entonces, we're going to be talking about this week. I want to talk about how social impact needs to be important in businesses and entrepreneurs and for your employees and all this stuff. But before we get into it, guess who is going to be speaking at Pod Global 2021, which is actually, they're already in the Guinness Book of World Records for the biggest podcast event ever. Y guess what, tu prima favorita? That's right. I will be speaking on Pod Global. It's a virtual event, of course, because we can't go nowhere because of La Corina, coronavirus, because she's tripping and she's still out there. So we want to be safe. So I will be speaking at Pod Global. So check that out on my Instagram at Dear God, Are We There Yet? And if you're on my email list, like, come on, you get on my email list because, you know, which you can still get it on. Go to DearGotAreWeTheryet.com and come on my email list or you can join the 2021 challenge. So enough about the promos. Vamos a hablar del topic hoy because I'm really super passionate. And I kind of said it on last week that I really had a lot to say about this topic because you can feel the energy. If you can't feel it yet, and I haven't even had coffee since this morning, okay? Anyways, but I want to talk about how it's so important for businesses and brands and entrepreneurs. And if you are an entrepreneur, I want you to listen to this. If you have your business, I want you to listen to this. And if you work for a company, I want you to listen to this. You know, I have worked for large corporations. I've had owned my businesses before. I've consulted brands, fashion brands, and I've worked with so many different types of companies and people, and you know, si tú me conoces a mí, if you know me, tú sabes, you know that business is my thing. I love it with the passion. I help people with their businesses, and they don't even have to pay me anymore because I just love it so much. And my focus is for the nonprofit right now, and that's why if somebody asked me, my friends asked me, or anybody, I say, hey, what do you think about this? My brain cannot stop because I love branding. I love business. But with that said, having a nonprofit right now, my mind is being in different categories. I'm in different categories trying to help and assist and support and empower so many different causes around the world. And this is why I started Dear God, Are We There Yet, the nonprofit, because I have a passion for so many things, not just children, not just the environment, not just poverty, not just the Latin American countries or LGBTQ. And if I missed one, sorry, I thought it was LGBTQ, but there's a lot of this. Te cambio, so I don't know. I'm sorry. And I'm in the LGBTQ community. I should know the whole, they're always changing it up. So, you know, I got to keep it. Anyways, let me get back to it. I have so many causes that I love and I'm in love with. And when I say in love with is that I'm so passionate that people, you know, like child abuse, oh my gosh, child trafficking, not just poverty, but also, oh my gosh, like exploitation of women and children and right here in the States. And again, so many causes. And so I felt like, you know, having a nonprofit that can help every cause out there, children, dogs, animals, the world, the environment, the weather, it makes me feel like I am learning, and I'm learning so much because you are always a student in life. And I want to be a student in life. I don't want to be always a teacher. I want to be a student. I want to continuously learn. Shout out to, you know, all these people who are constantly putting topics out there for, you know, to learn about their different cultures. I'm actually going to be doing a book club session, not myself. I'm going to be joining it with Dr. Sales. And he is going to be talking about Dominican Republic and Haiti and more knowledge and more about our culture, because I love it. I mean, I just love it. I want to learn more and I want to know and want to take what I learn and kind of perceive what I think fits for me. With that said, there's so many companies and organizations and businesses that are a huge impact to social impact and social consciousness. Think about where you buy your foods. Think about where you buy your toiletries or where you buy these things. And we start to understand, like, what is this company doing for impact? So a couple of weeks ago, I had this thing, you know, I ordered online. And I'm like, we're not using no more funditas, okay? No more bolsitas de recycle, nada de eso. We're not going to use any of that. I'm like, we're going to just get the reusable ones that you wash out instead of like the little plastic flimsy ones, because I'm like, how can we do our part for the world and the environment? You know, like how? Because there's landfills. I mean, there's landfills in Haiti. There's landfills in Dominican Republic. I've seen it with my eyes. There's landfills in all parts of the world. Even here, there's landfills filled with junk and garbage. And so I'm like, how can we do our part? Because I'm constantly looking. And, you know, and then I start thinking to myself about these companies and how are these companies, are they where I'm buying these items, right? Because I'm not completely plastic free. I would be a hypocrite if I told you I'm plastic free completely packaging, because half of everything in my house comes from it. So I have to try to see, like, one step by step. Don't get cute. Don't come for me talking about I saw you with it. I'm like I said, one by one. Okay. Anyways, so you know, I'm trying to think, like, este arroz, this rice, where am I getting this rice from? What is this company, this basmati rice coming from? What is this company doing for our environment, for social impact, for the people that are working, collecting this rice? And, you know, I had an epiphany, a little moment that go, and I had this moment because when I was in fashion, for me, it was important for me to understand, and this is why my clients loved me, because I knew exactly, if they were my client and we were going to do mass production, they knew exactly where they were getting their clothes sewn. No little children, no muchachitos going to be sewing their clothes. They're not going to be getting fabric from, you know, a lady that, you know, that they're exploiting her time or the resources, whatever the case is. And I would literally go to Peru. I would travel and get on a plane, go to Peru. I wanted to meet my cut and sew factory. I wanted to have cafecito with them. I wanted to talk. I wanted to hear their story. I wanted to know that before I used to do anything with mass production, I didn't want to not know the output of it. And it was important to me. Like I knew I can get things done in China for a certain price. But I was like, no more. Eso no va. I can't do that because my soul will not want to sleep at night. And when I was in fashion, I remember a designer's like, oh my gosh, it's so expensive. Like, I could just go to China. And I said to her, when I broke it down to her and I was like, you know, let me break it down to you about these fabrics. Let me break down the business. When you are producing a product and you're thinking about social impact and social consciousness about the world, you are becoming either the problem or the solution to what we have in this world. Right here in America, people in California, the same thing. So it's important to kind of put that in perspective and think of how you can say, how can I go ahead and be an impact? And so think about your businesses and think about the companies that you work for. What are they doing for for the world? You know, are they working with a nonprofit? Are they getting down and dirty with their hands and saying, how can we make our product and service for everybody and being inclusive? So I didn't want to make this podcast super long, but I wanted to put this information in your brains, how the impact of our companies, corporate America or not corporate America, even you as an entrepreneur, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing as an entrepreneur to help locally, your local communities or globally? You know, if you're working with moms and you're working with moms to, you know, if you're a coach or some sort, how are you giving back for other moms that won't be able to invest in your programs? You know, if you have a physical product, clothing or whatever the case is, what are you doing with the remnants, with what you don't sell, what's over 60 days that's sitting in your inventory? What are you doing? Because what happens is that, like, we can be either the problem or we can be the solution. And when I say solution, I'm not saying like, oh, I did my part, have a nice day. No, I'm saying that we can work towards something, and that reciprocation can keep going. So yeah, I might not be plastic free, but that one step saved, and it's teaching now, not myself, not only myself, but my child and my niece and my family and my wife, and all of us are understanding what those repercussions come from. So I hope you guys enjoy today's podcast. I try not to make it super long because I want to really get to the point. So my next question to you is, does your company, do you as an entrepreneur, do you have initiatives, a volunteer program where you can get people out there to volunteer? You know, we have an amazing volunteer program for companies, and we're spreading the word out, like, to HR directors, like, hey, get volunteer programs for your employees so that they can put the time and learn about other causes and how they can make a difference. Hasta la próxima. Un fuerte abrazo. I love you guys so much. And I will talk to you next week. And remember, you don't have to be rich or famous to help people.
Wepa! Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our Ruedas Sociales, social media. Leave a podcast review and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities. And remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos!